Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. It is the 10th day of March, 2008. It is Monday. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And we have two important guests joining us today. We have Matt Rothschild coming on the show, writing for The Nation magazine a few weeks ago. The FBI deputizes businesses. Excuse me, he was writing for The Progressive. He also writes for The Nation. That report got into how the FBI has recruited 20-plus thousand executives with shoot-to-kill orders during martial law. FBI has now called the InfraGuard story patently false, but then you read their counter to his piece, and they basically admit almost all of it. We already know, though, through the Preacher program, where they recruited 26,000 preachers, that is exactly what they are doing. So that's coming up in 30 minutes. Then we're going to have open phones and covered a ton of news in the second hour. In the third hour, joining us for part two of an interview we did a couple of weeks ago, Jeffrey Smith, global best-selling author on GMO foods and what's happening to our environment, how it's affecting the population of the planet. He's going to be joining us really on a monthly basis because he has so much knowledge, and we'll do part two of exactly what these GMO foods are doing to all of us and exactly how many different products they are in. So that is coming up in the third hour today. Here is one of the three stacks of news I have in front of me. Climate change may spark conflict with Russia, the European Union has been told. Also, how should 9/11 Truth activists respond to a smear campaign by the Simon Wiesenthal Center saying 9/11 Truth are terrorists? Those talking points were put out by them a few months ago, and now you see Fox, CNN, MSNBC saying we should, quote, be sent to secret prisons, we should be tased, we should be beaten, we are terrorists. The George Washington blog is saying that the groups that have been named, and they've named architects and engineers and others, who politely asked them, in several letters and in demonstrations at their facility, at their headquarters, to retract these statements, and they refuse to do it, they're calling for a lawsuit against them. I think it's a great idea. I'm not a litigious person, but when somebody says you're a terrorist, and then the media picks it up and starts saying you should be beaten, tased, put in secret camps, and tortured, there you go. You see the damage right there. You see how they're trying to... That's how Hitler started up in Germany, demonizing groups and saying they were evil and needed to be arrested, and then it led to that. So we'll talk about that today. Perhaps we should get the fellow that wrote this story on the show to talk about it. Also, new proposals to fight global warming would end civilization, kill billions, by Paul Joseph Watson today on PrisonPlanet.com. New York cops blame anarchists for Times Square bombing. And, of course, every time we see a staged event, it's police staging and military or FBI posing as anarchists. In almost every case we've seen, there are some real anarchists, but the ones that actually go out and engage in violence going back to the turn of the last century, the famous bombing in 1920, the stock exchange was the government operation, and that's all come out in hindsight. And so they're saying, oh, the bombing. The bombing must have been by the anarchist. And then Geraldo Rivera came out and said, it's probably 9/11 truthers. No, you've got it wrong. We're the group that exposes that violence is bad and that governments tend to stage it and blame it on their enemies. China to stick with its one-child eugenics policy. Drugs and drinking water, at least 41 million Americans. Pharmacologicals lurking in U.S. drinking water, we'll cover that. I'll tell you what type of drugs on the other side. This is the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com. That's SpyVille.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
People should not be upset or saddened. Well, you should be upset, but not saddened or scared by the fact that Geraldo Rivera, Bill O'Reilly, Fox and Friends, of course, Scarborough, all of them across the board in unison, CNN's Glenn Beck, are all saying the military needs to be used against 9/11 truthers. We are domestic enemies. We need to be arrested. We need to be taken to secret facilities. We need to be tortured. We need to be tased. We need to be beaten to a pulp at least. Tased and beaten to a pulp at least. This is a talking point. It means we are hurting them extremely badly in a big way. We are exposing that the military-industrial complex at the behest of its banker owners carried out the 9/11 attacks. They are so scared that former presidents and high-level CIA section chiefs and engineers and movie stars are coming out. They're being exposed for torture and rape of children. They're being exposed for lying about WMDs. They're being exposed for other government-sponsored terror events that have been declassified. They are losing the war for the hearts and minds of the people of the planet, especially intellectuals. People in powerful positions in academia are waking up and speaking out. The chilling effect has been broken. Folks are getting past their fear, they're grappling with it, and they're emerging with courage and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit and be enslaved. And so we should take heart by this. But I probably got, 100 emails, saw blurbs, message boards, his quotes. Just like last week, within just a few hours of it happening, I had hundreds of reports coming in that on the Daily Joe with Joe Scarborough on MSNBC, they called for 9/11 truthers to be arrested, to be sent to camps, to be tortured. Quote, secret camps. And we didn't know that was true, but I knew it was true because, you know, when you're getting all these different emails, MySpace posts, message board posts, where there's smoke, there's fire. If you get one report, it's probably not true, but you get scores. And within an hour or so, it popped up on YouTube, and we were able to play that audio here and prove yet again they were doing that. We've got a whole catalog of these clips. We've got to put all those together online, or somebody should. It's a team effort here. But Geraldo Herrera Friday said that with no evidence, they were pontificating on the morning show with Fox and Friends. That's been identified, and they had Geraldo Herrera on as a guest. Normally, that's the parts of that show are posted a few days after. I went and looked yesterday and couldn't find it. Maybe you can. And Geraldo Herrera reportedly said, I think it's the 9/11 truther crowd that bombed the recruiting station. Just no evidence. He just said it. And that's an important part of our chronicle to be able to find that and have that for posterity and document their White House / Pentagon black ops continued demonization campaign. And notice that we've seen Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck and others say, mark my words, it's going to get violent. Mark my words, they're going to hurt somebody. Mark my words, they're the type that support McVeigh. There's at least three different TV networks, CNN, Fox, and MSNBC, that have said that exact talking point. Not just that we need to be put in secret camps and arrested. See, they're trying to test the water, get everybody ready for that, because we're their natural enemy. We expose that their bosses are staging the terror attacks. We expose that the people that own and run the mainstream media are the military-industrial complex, who in tune is owned by the big central banks that create this credit out of nothing and buy up the planet with it. And they understand that if their lie of 9/11 is destroyed, then their entire foundation for invading nations, setting up police states, militarizing and federalizing our police will implode in on itself. It is the big lie. 9/11 is the big fraud. It is the key, one of the main keys, and we've got to use that key. We've got to continue to grow and expand and continue to confront politicians, local, national, international, and that's happening everywhere with the different 9/11 truth groups, the We Are Change groups. It's spontaneously happening, and they can't infiltrate or demonize or stop them all at the grassroots, so they're trying to do it nationally, and that's falling flat on its face. Don't you understand? You're discredited now. People know you're liars. They know you're dishonest, Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck and Joe Scarborough and the rest of you. They know who you are. They know your agenda. And so you may have 10, 15, 20% of the public, depending on the poll you look at, that buy your Kool-Aid still and drink your Kool-Aid. The rest of us don't anymore. So by the very nature of the fact that you're still attacking us, because you have to, only fuels our fire, only shows people that we're right, because they know you're a pack of lying scum. Posing as populist, posing as pro-America, when your real job is to pacify people, to sell a Hillary Obama / McCain ticket, to sell us on further gun control, open borders, debasing the hidden tax of currency devaluation. And people now are finding out that all along, we were right about everything. Everything we talked about has happened now. Everything we warned you about has come to fruition, has developed, has unfolded exactly as we said it would. And now our credibility, our stock, just goes up and up and up and up and up by the millisecond. And we are not a movement that is horizontally integrated. We are the opposite of that. Millions of lone wolves and lone wolf packs in the info war engaging your hellhounds and defeating you every single time across the board, and we are virally, to use that term, exploding, and they are now afraid, and they should be, because you have poisoned the population, you have murdered the population, you have brainwashed the population, you have lied to the population, and the population is just now coming awake from a deep sleep. They're drinking a big, fat, boiling hot cup of coffee right now, and they're seeing who their enemy is, and they know it isn't us. They know it's you, Jack, and they understand that. So the battle will be joined in the info war. Our enemies will no doubt throw fits and stage terror attacks. Only trick they know. It may even look like they win for today, but in the end, they will collapse. They will fall, just like Hitler, just like Mao, just like Stalin. You will be defeated. You have lost the hearts and minds, and it's only the beginning. So go ahead and preposterously claim that 9/11 truth's behind bombings. Go ahead and grab a patsy. People won't buy it. Go ahead and stage events. Go ahead and demonize the web and try to shut it down. Go ahead. There is no going back. You can't put the horse back in the pen. It's already long gone. Okay. Let me get into the drugs in the water report. Then I'll get into New York cops blame anarchists for Times Square blast. New proposal to fight global warming with end civilization, kill billions. No joke. China is continuing with its eugenics program that it signed in 75 and an agreement with the U.S. and UNESCO that George Bush, as ambassador, penned with them under State Department Memorandum 200. But let me right now just get into drugs and drinking water. It's funny, this story came out this year, came out yesterday. I meant to say it comes out every year. The AP goes out and just does a small canvas of big city water testing facilities. And they pretty much always find the same information. The reason it's funny is I didn't see this report yesterday, Sunday, when I was on air from 4 to 6 p.m. When I got off the show, Trey, who also runs the Sunday show, said, "Hey, look at this, AP. Tens of millions of Americans, just in this limited test, drinking a cocktail of drugs." And it was funny that that this came up yesterday because I had just talked about Dr. Dean Adell on air. The guy is on quite a few stations right before I am on Sunday. And he says there's no mercury in vaccines and the water is absolutely delicious and wonderful and there's nothing in the water and filtering your water is stupid and it's great that governments are moving to ban bottled water because it's bad. And actually, I agree in a weird way. They just normally take tap water and it turns out being dirtier because it then sits there and whatever bacteria are in there grow. There's a lot of studies on that. There are some good brands. You got to go investigate that. There are groups and watchdog groups that chronicle and track all that. But he wasn't saying it because of that. He was saying because the water's good, we should ban bottled water and make you drink tap water, that it's just a conspiracy and insane. By the way, we're challenging Dr. Dean Adell to come on this show. I mean, he wants to say there's no mercury in vaccines? Come on, buddy. I'm going to sit here reading all the documents and news articles where there are. But forget all the drugs in the water, and I'm going to get into that in a moment. That is nothing. And it's bad. But that is nothing compared to if you go to the... And about a year ago, I did this. I hadn't done it in a while. I forget the exact search term. It's like allowable levels of toxins or contaminants. Allowable levels of toxins or contaminants. I try either search. EPA. And you go to their website, and I spent... I remember one day, like 4 hours reading it. And it was so much knowledge, I never even really came on air and talked about it. I just said, oh boy, you ought to go look at it. But somebody ought to make a mini video or something. Again, we can't do it all here. You, the listeners, are doing that for YouTube. Where we just go to their website and show the parts per million they allow of everything. MBTE, motor oil, pesticides, hundreds of herbicides, mercury, lead, arsenic. Just, I mean, it's thousands of things that are in all the water supplies. Thousands. And the key, when we get back, the absolute key to all this, when we return.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
By the Union, and it's going down like a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas? Then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole garden is gonna be against the law.
Okay. I get emails by people that are confused, mainly mainline liberals that are starting to unplug from the matrix. And they say, you confuse me. You say GMO foods are bad, and you say the water's full of poison, but then you say global warming isn't real and we don't need to do something about the environment. The elites could care less about the environment, care less. They only use the regulations to shut down any of their competition. And they use your well-founded fears of the environmental catastrophes and Holocaust that are going on, against the biosphere, and it is serious, and it is egregious, and it is dangerous, and it hurts me and my family and you. I don't like it. But they co-opt all your energy and then put it into a call for all these different types of global taxes. We'll spend a whole hour on this tomorrow with Paul Watson and some today. But you see, when you read all these AP and MSNBC stories about it, they admit that there are hundreds and hundreds of drugs in every major water supply. They'll say, well, we only tested for 10 drugs and found all 10, and that means that we would have probably found in past studies, because they only spot check everything else in here. In some areas, they test for 40, in some they test for 10, and they would find everything they looked for. Now, when you're reading these articles, and you're reading the results of these cities testing the water, they will give it their scientific name. Now, I already knew what most of these names meant, but I wanted to double-check last night, so I would enter the name, and it would be serotonin reuptake inhibitor fluoride class molecule of the SSR class, Prozac, and other sub-drugs from the same family. I'd be on the big medical websites. Or I'd enter another one. It would say, you know, amphetamine-type derivative used for hyperactivity disorder. And it would give like 20 different drugs with the same basic molecule structure. Or it would be birth control hormones. Just on and on and on and on and on and on. And then the MSNBC and others said, well, it's only parts per billion or parts per million, and it's probably not good for you, but at least it's in low levels. But I've seen the different EPA studies on this. If you take, and we've had top EPA toxicologists on admitting this, if you take the hundreds of drugs and the thousands of chemicals, I mean, you test the water, there'll be hundreds of pesticides, hundreds of different weed killers. It just goes on and on and on. Hundreds of different, it's thousands of things together. Go to the EPA website. It's just thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of herbicides and pesticides and every other chemical you can imagine and runoff from factories and antifreeze. It's just anything you can imagine. It's in your water. It's in the aquifers. It's in everything. It's all run down, run off out of the cities, run down out of the factories. Here's an example. They'll have you panicking and freaking out over ozone and put all these new taxes on your cars and always jack up the level of the taxes. That's to regulate and control you, and their own documents admit it. Meanwhile, they'll have coal-burning plants, and they just took the restrictions off in Texas where they can be as dirty coal as they want, filled with mercury, and then the EPA doesn't make a big deal out of mercury levels skyrocketing. See, something that actually doesn't hurt you, like carbon dioxide or something like ozone, they make a big hype over that, but if they went after real chemicals or poisons, it would actually make us change some things, and big industry doesn't want that, so they just hype up inert things. It's a total fraud. Now, it's when you add all of these thousands of chemicals and hundreds of drugs up, and yeah, they're billions, parts per billion, but then you add them up together, it is 3, 4, 6, 8, depending on the city, parts per million of a cocktail of chemicals, hormones, drugs, heavy metals, Grignard reagents. It is a toxic soup. And so driving down the road, hearing Dr. Dina Dell say the tap water's clean, there's conspiracy theorists that say it isn't. Man, they're stupid. You don't need to, you know, filter your water. Just drink the tap water. It's the best stuff. We've got the best water in the world. These backwards people just don't appreciate, you know, our great modern sciences. No, it's so like, oh, we're backwards. Look, you better be filtering your water, and you better be filtering it repeatedly. And you better look into it. Some $50 charcoal filter that just takes out some bad taste, that's better than nothing, folks, but that is literally just reducing it by a few percentage points. Even reverse osmosis doesn't get it all out. All right, we'll come back and get into the secret police armies that are being developed here in the United States. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, and Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Remember back in the late 90s going to urban warfare drills, getting video from Hebron, Maryland, Swansboro, North Carolina, Oakland, California, South Texas, Kingsville, Texas, Alice, Texas, Corpus Christi, Texas, with Marines, Army, Delta Force, Night Stalkers out of Fort Campbell, training to take over cities, confiscate our guns. I had emergency managers on, like Thomas Sanchez over Kingsville, who they contacted and said, this is for martial law takeover drill of the U.S. I had him on the show. I had the police chief of San Antonio on. They tried to bribe him. This is a huge covert operation going on for decades. I learned it really kicked off in about 1984, part of Rex 84. And we have the Senate hearings, congressional hearings on that now, and I've made 3 films on it. So we know this is real. Now, it's exploded under Bush. We told you a year plus before it broke in national news about the clergy response teams. We got the secret FEMA documents. They told them not to release these to anybody, but the pastors did, where they're training their flocks without telling them they're on government payroll to submit to martial law, go to the FEMA camps, take the inoculations. We had those pastors on, and then it came out in mainstream news later, and we have that newscast. And so when I see stories about InfraGuard and 20-plus thousand executives of companies in, quote, key infrastructure, training and being told they're being trained, you know, shoot to kill when martial law comes, well, that's what we already, I've already seen Marines training with role players saying this is for America. I mean, I have video of it. And then the FBI came out and attacked Matt Rothschild, who wrote a great story for The Progressive. And then the headline is, FBI calls InfraGuard story patently false. But then you read the story, they admit it's going on, but just say, well, they're not allowed to shoot to kill. So this is going on. They're taking over your local governments, your local infrastructures. It's happening. And it's very childish, folks. I had another big Rothschild on. He's actually is one of the heirs of the big British dynasty who's pushing global taxes. And I was disagreeing with him, and I was still called an enemy of humanity for having him on disagreeing. Now, this guy's a good guy. The family has thousands of people in it. It's very childish that I have to even address this fact for some of the people out there. But I just wanted to address it before people have fun with this on YouTube and everywhere else. We bring you newsmakers. We bring you guests on both sides of the issue. And it's not fair to demonize Mr. Rothschild. I can't believe I'm even raising this point, but I'm sure you get this a lot, Matt.
Get it often. No problem.
Okay, good. I'm just addressing that up front. How many people are there in the, that you know of in the Rothschild family?
Oh, I don't know. There's got to be millions, hundreds of thousands. I don't know. I haven't looked at all the family trees and everything, but you know, there are a lot of different. Groups all around the world with that name, and Lord knows how many of us there are. But if I had a dollar for every time someone asked me if I was one of the real Rothschilds, I'd be a real Rothschild.
I know. People don't understand. That it's just the German translation from Red Shield, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's a lot of Joneses, too. So. Hey, I get asked all the time if I'm Jim Jones, so it's all right. Now, seriously, how did you first learn about InfraGuard? Tell us about some of your scholarly research. You've done a great job. And then now these denials. First, break down what InfraGuard is, this particular executive talking about how they're trained to shoot to kill. I've been sent documents by police that show the same thing. And then now they're counter to all this.
Sure. Well, I think a lot of your listeners aren't going to know what InfraGuard is. I didn't know what it was until I got a tip off from another member of the media who said you should check out this organization. And people can find out about it at InfraGuard.net. I mean, this is a group that the FBI set up, a group of 20, I had said in my article, 23,000 representatives of business. Now it's up to 24,000. There are 86 chapters of InfraGuard around the country. Each chapter has a local business person as president of the chapter and an FBI agent who directs that chapter. And what they are doing, on the one hand, is that they're feeding information to the FBI, and on the other hand, the FBI is feeding them secret threat information almost on a daily basis that the public doesn't get. In fact, you know, the governor of California at one point had to find out from his brother, who was at Morgan Stanley and a member of InfraGuard, that the bridges in California were under threat. So that's kind of bizarre. But the most bizarre thing is that members of InfraGuard at local meetings run by the FBI and Homeland Security are told that that they have permission in times of an emergency, in times of martial law, which this person told me was going to be when, not if, according to the FBI and Homeland Security, that they have permission to use lethal force to protect their little wing of the infrastructure. And these are business people that are in oil and chemical and utilities and phone and every industry in the country, transportation, agriculture, you name it. And so they are told, according to this whistleblower I talked to, who I met, and he was very nervous to talk to me. He showed me his own InfraGuard card, but he said, you know, they were told, you've got permission to shoot to kill.
Now, here's the problem with all of this. A, the White House, even the press secretary, Fleischer, admitted 2-3 years ago now, right before he stepped down, in a press briefing, they said, why are we seeing all these, orange color code alerts? And he said, well, it's for political aim. I don't know why he admitted it, but White House memos have come out where they put these out anytime a corruption scandal or a bid rigging scandal or some bad news comes out. Suddenly Al-Qaeda is going to, you know, kill us all. We know that they're using this to scare locals. It's creating kind of little secret police units. Anytime, as a citizen, if you really saw somebody about to blow up your power plant, you do have the right to stop that criminal activity. If you see somebody trying to rob a bank and they're running out with a bag of money, You're not going to go to jail if you draw down on them with your concealed carry and shoot them. But it is the secretness to all of this, and then now the denial that makes it even more creepy.
Well, and the denial was that they didn't really flat out deny that the FBI is telling InfraGuard members that they have the right to shoot to kill. This was the exact language the FBI used. InfraGuard members have no extraordinary powers and no greater right to shoot to kill than other civilians.
That's right.
I don't take that as a denial, really.
No, and in fact, they're actually stating the law, but they are making these their own little special toadies. I mean, why doesn't the government tell the general public that, hey, we need you, and you've got a right if you see somebody running around, you know, about to kill people? I mean, obviously, we have that right. It doesn't come from government. It's an organic right that springs from common law.
Well, you know, it disturbs me that the government is creating this kind of superior class of people, this business class of people who get all this information on threats before we get it.
Well, that's fascism. Hitler did that.
Yeah, and they are, you know, and they are empowering these people or winking at them to use lethal force in times of emergency. I mean, and to what extent are those people going to, you know, exploit that and do something that is just absolutely crazy and give no, you know, they could see someone coming to their place of business that they don't know, but maybe they think the person is a threat. Maybe the person isn't a threat at all. And then they're going to shoot that person? I mean, I think, you know, we're supposed to have law enforcement for that purpose.
I was told 10 years ago that Walmart was involved in shadow government. Since then, it's come out in mainstream news that there are 5 FBI agents in Bentonville, Arkansas, at their main computer network 24 hours a day. I have been told by special forces that Walmart will be used and their distribution centers will be used as holding facilities and emergency distribution centers for inoculations. And then, lo and behold, the last 2 years, Walmart has admitted they're involved. And so this is a great way to take over the society. They're using the FEMA emergency centers, known locally as county emergency centers. They now have CIA liaisons in every major city. They have Pentagon people spying on peace groups. Are you aware of the clergy response teams now secretly, and it's now come out, not telling their flock they're on the government payroll and they're paid to go to these classes, but they've gone out to all the big churches, now 20 plus 26,000, and trained them for martial law, and they're telling them what to go tell their flock, how to turn your guns in, how to go to FEMA camps. Were you aware of that?
I was. I heard about this after I finished my story, but this broke in Louisiana with a very mainstream TV network that broke the story that they interviewed some members of the clergy who were in these so-called clergy response teams. They were being told what to do in times of martial law. They were even being told what chapter and verse from the Bible to read to their flock to tell people to calm down and wait till the whole thing is over. That's what they're instructed to do.
Boy, I tell you, did you see the fact that Tommy Franks was being paid $455,000 a year for 2 years when he retired in 2004 to go around and tell people that it's sad, but martial law is what we need after the next attack? But then it came out he was being paid by the White House to say that. That's a little creepy, isn't it, Matt?
Didn't realize he was being paid, but his comment didn't get enough attention in most parts. I mean, he did say after he retired, this is the guy who led the ground forces into Iraq, that if we're attacked again by terrorists with weapons of mass destruction, we're going to have to put the Constitution aside. And then there's Wayne Downing of the National Security Council. He's dead now, but he was Condoleezza Rice's deputy for a couple years. And when he retired, he said, we're going to have to declare martial law someday.
Again, is there any doubt in your mind as a journalist, Matt Rothschild, that they are doing everything they can to try to prepare the police, the corporate leaders to stand up and say everything, the pastors, it's okay, go along with the martial law takeover?
I got to think that not only are the blueprints on the drawing boards, but they're pursuing, you know, in lining people up for what they need to do, and you know, if push comes to shove.
Did you see the San Francisco Chronicle article by the former congressman 3 weeks ago, finally admitting, Houston Chronicle also, that they are building camps for the American people?
Well, is this the Halliburton story about detention camps?
Yes, but then they expanded into PDD 51 that says Bush is above Congress and now a dictator, and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act actually says for domestic operations against a mass revolt.
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, this May 9, 2007 National Security Presidential Directive 51, which is entitled National Continuity Policy, I mean, people should look that up and see what powers Bush is grabbing for himself.
Well, here's the problem. We know that they're pushing the Democrats. They're pushing Hillary right now. No doubt Diebold's cheating Obama. That's been coming out. But, I mean, look, this is bigger than Bush. Or do you agree, Matt, that it's just continuing? This infrastructure didn't start, you know, last week. It's not going to go away in a year.
No, I mean, InfraGuard itself started in 1996, so that was under the Clinton administration, and it's just been mushrooming ever since. But it's going to, that infrastructure, those plans for what's going to happen in, under an emergency in a martial law situation will be there after Bush and Cheney leave office.
Now, that's the key. And if you look at it under Reagan, it was, say, 1 inch tall. Now, literally, now it's the size of a redwood sequoia in Northern California. I mean, now it's everywhere, and what they've got 500,000, and they're going to double that this year. Truck drivers spying on everybody. I mean, this is getting bad.
Yeah, and why isn't Congress going to hold hearings on this? You know, why don't they say, you know, what's up? Not only what's up with InfraGuard, but you know, what are the plans for martial law? What's going to happen to our civil liberties or our democratic system of government in times of martial law? I mean, you know, this is a big, big issue that's looming out there, and our congressional oversight is just not happening.
Well, I'll tell you, the election laws are written to where they can selectively enforce against anybody, and even if you try to be above board. So they, even the good guys know if they buck too much, they'll have a election commission investigation. And most of them have, at least in their 20 years in Congress, you know, gotten seduced by a you know, set up by, you know, lovely lady at a bar. And so, you know, most of them are compromised.
And sometimes, you know, the Bush administration won't give them information. I know Pete DeFazio in Oregon there was trying to find out more information about National Security Presidential Directive 51, and they just told him he couldn't have it.
And then later, you're right, Mr. Rothschild, then later the chairman asked for it, and they said, no, you may have the highest congressional clearance, but Congress isn't allowed to see what we're going to do during an emergency.
Yeah, so, you know, there's your answer. I mean, the system of government is going to go.
What are we going to do? I mean, there's no doubt they've built camps, they're training the police. Now all these people on Fox are saying if you're an anti-war protester or a 9/11 truther, you should be, quote, sent to a secret prison. The military needs to be used against us. I don't know if you've seen those reports. They're now got a talking point saying that. That lets me know that they may be seriously contemplating going for it.
Well, I think, first of all, that your listeners and other citizens in this country should be very worried about what these plans are. And secondly, we need to demand of our Congress people that they, you know, hold hearings, demand to hold hearings. And if Bush isn't going to give them information, they should go to the courts. And if Bush still is going to stiff arm them, they should impeach him. I think he should be impeached anyway. But this is just another reason. We need to get to the bottom of this, not just to hold Bush and Cheney accountable, but to dismantle this repressive apparatus that's been put in place.
And, folks, it's the most robust we've ever seen. The size of it already dwarfs what the Nazis had via infrastructure. And this is a White House that's written memos saying that they can torture children sexually in front of their parents. So, I mean, there's no doubt they're trying to go for broke.
Yeah, I don't think we should have any illusions that, you know, Bush and Cheney are four square behind this thing. I mean, look at what they've done to our Constitution so far. I mean, they're not going to stop at anything. But I do think this is an issue that demands more mainstream media attention and demands more congressional attention. Otherwise, you know, they're going to declare martial law someday and it'll be too late.
Well, citizens need, you know, we overthrew the Patriot Act here in Austin. I don't know, it's 700, 800 cities, five states have done it. We need to keep going down. We need to go to city councils, read these news articles out of the San Francisco Chronicle, because that sounds credible. San Francisco Chronicle says they're setting up a dictatorship. You know, point this out, heighten awareness, and you know, when even Bob Woodward last year was at a university down in San Antonio and said he's worried about this. That is the good news, though, isn't it, Matt, that a lot of really heavy hitters are now talking about this?
Yeah, the only other one that I remember really talking about was Ted Koppel. He actually had a show on what's going to happen if there's martial law or whether there's a serious chance of it. And the scary thing was he had Democratic foreign policy establishment and domestic intelligence people on, both from the Clinton administration and formerly in Bush, and they both agreed. They all agreed, yeah, if we're attacked again, there's going to be martial law. All they were talking about was how long was it going to be? Is it going to be 2 weeks, 2 months? You know, how long?
See, it's real simple. As PNAC said, they're not, as the vice president wrote, they're not going to be able to keep attacking all these nations and expanding unless there's terror attacks. And then, lo and behold, magically there's terror attacks. Boy, isn't that convenient for them, Matt?
Well, they sure seized on it. There's no question about that. I mean, they seized on 9/11. I mean, I don't buy into the idea that Cheney and Bush were behind 9/11, but I think there were those plans on the shelf ready to be taken down as soon as the United States was attacked because, you know, the Project for a New American Century said it's going to take another, what? It's going to take another huge attack, another Pearl Harbor, to get what they wanted, which is a $500 billion Pentagon budget, which they have right now.
Matt, they've got White House chief counsel saying they can crush children's genitals with pliers, but you don't think they'd, at least at some level, be involved?
I don't think they were competent enough to be involved to carry the thing off, frankly.
But they're competent enough to set up this whole grid.
Well, they're setting up the grid that's just a bureaucracy in motion right now. And, you know, it started with Clinton, it's going on forward. And it went back to Reagan with FEMA, as you pointed out.
We're in deep trouble. Matthew Rothschild is our guest. He's an award-winning journalist. He writes for The Progressive, progressive.org, and he's done a great series of stories on InfraGuard. Final segment with our guest straight ahead. We'll give out any other websites or info he wants to talk about and talk about more ideas on how to stop this. Get his take when we get back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Our guest is Matthew Rothschild, journalist. Look, this is about impregnating the leadership of this country and private industry with secret police cronyism and paranoia. You know, leave the borders wide open, but look under every bed, every closet. There's terrorists everywhere. And then in all these FBI and federal programs and local programs, within a year of the program, it starts out sounding reasonable. You know, we're looking for guys around the perimeter of the power plant. Then it moves into the library, spying on what people are reading. And then they move into, quote, fighting crime in this whole tattletale society. Matt Rothschild, getting back into 9/11, and you can look this up for yourself, but everything I brought up you've known about, so it sounds like you're pretty well informed on all this. You probably know more than I do in some facets. But, you know, Bush had 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 U.S. troops in Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, four of the stands, ready to invade, two aircraft carrier task forces. On September 10th, he signed launch orders for a week later to launch the attack on Afghanistan. But then we were told that was because of the 9/11 attack. I wonder why they magically had the troops build up in the 4 months before and magically signed the launch order to attack to have that great, you know, rapid response people thought just happened in 5 minutes.
Well, I haven't heard that part, but I don't believe that they were, you know, I mean, to say that Bush and Cheney were behind 9/11, you have to assume that thousands of people were in on this conspiracy. And then how far do you go? I mean, did Cheney tell people to plant bombs under the Twin Towers, and how were they able to go in and do that?
But see, Matt, we don't know. We know they lied to us. We know they basically appointed and ran the commission through Zelikow, and we know that their PNAC documents said, boy, this would sure help if this happened. And you know, they had the Manhattan Project. That was secret. It would only take actually a few hundred people. Again, I'm asking you the question. It's like if a building catches on fire and people report that the fire department was already out front when the fire started, you'd ask, why was the fire department there?
Well, I don't know. I didn't see the stories on this Turkmenistan and that order. But certainly the Bush administration was planning what to do about Afghanistan anyway. And I don't think they needed a 9/11 to have plans on the border, maybe even orders about what to do about Afghanistan short of 9/11. But, you know, I'll look at that. I have done a lot of studying on this 9/11 question. I'm just not convinced that, you know, there was a conspiracy. Certainly they seized on 9/11.
Well,
that's without question.
Have you seen all the Republican memos and editorials saying we need another 9/11?
Well, I mean, idiots will say idiotic things. I mean, that doesn't prove anything to me. I mean, you know, how foolish is that for someone to say after 3,000 people were killed here? But that doesn't mean that Bush did it the first time either.
So you are aware of those stories, though?
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, well, let's expand on that now that we've gotten off into this issue just briefly. Because, you know, how did the CIA run drills of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon the exact same time that morning? Were you aware of that?
I was, yeah.
Just another accident, another strange happening.
Well, it's strange, but it doesn't prove the case. I mean, it's curious, no doubt.
There are about 100 other curious things, I think.
Yeah, I know, but, I mean, what then, you know, you got to take the conspiracy theories one at a time. You know, what happened to that plane that was supposed to hit the Pentagon? It didn't hit the Pentagon, then what happened to the passengers who were on the plane? I mean, the conspiracy theories themselves have a whole mess of holes.
Well, there's exactly, because there's millions of people with their own theories. We just know the official story. I mean, it's kind of like if I've got an attic, and I smell rotten meat up there. It's going to be a squirrel. It's going to be a possum. It's going to be a raccoon. God forbid it's going to be a cat that crawled in there and died. I know when I open up that trap door and go up into the attic, there's going to be a rotten something with maggots all over it. Okay? There's a big...
There are a lot of rotten somethings in this administration. I can agree with you there.
Tell you what, 70-second break. I want to do 5 more minutes with you and hear solution ideas you've got for this martial law grid that's going into place. Matt Rothschild's our guest. He writes for The Progressive. And he's done some amazing reports on InfraGuard, and for that we thank him. We'll be right back for a 70-second break.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.